Can you tell me again what your full name is?
Opal Ruth Bradshaw Stoop.
And Opal, what's your date of birth?
July the 6th, 1906.
Okay. So how old are you?
98.
98. You feeling well and getting around good?
Yeah.
Good. You're looking good.
Well, thank you.
Can you tell me when you moved to this area?
When I what?
When you moved to the LeGrand or Union County area?
When I was 3 years old.
What is your first memory of living here?
We lived down on Y Avenue when I was 3 years old. Moved here. And right next to a grocery store called Sinden's.
Sinden's?
Sinden's Grocery, on the corner of Y and Fur.
Mm-hmm. What did your parents do here? What was the reason for you, for them moving?
Well, my dad built houses and did come to work. And then he would paper houses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things like that. Mostly he built them.
Okay. Did your mother work outside of the home or did she stay home?
She, at one time, before I was born, she had a dressmaking shop in Somerville.
Were you ever told anything about that business or any details about what she did?
Oh, she did. She made dresses for people,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Did she do this by hand?
Sewing machine.
On a machine. Okay.
An old treadle one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you lived on, did you say Y Avenue or? Yes, Y Avenue. Did you start school when you lived at this location?
I went to Greenwood School. Well, we moved from there over on Willow Street. And from there I went to Greenwood School.
Can you tell me about Greenwood School?
Nothing unusual, just a schoolhouse.
Okay.
And teachers. And
were there a lot of students at that time?
Oh, yeah. We had the school busy at recess time. There were kids all over the playground.
Mm-hmm. What were you studying?
Well, we was pretty young. I don't know. About the first grade, mm-hmm. second grade. That kind of stuff.
How did you get to school?
Walked.
You walked? Were there buses?
Nope.
So the other kids who lived further away, did they also walk?
Some did, I guess. I don't know. And I suppose some had a ride way to the school, and I always had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I walked from Willis Street to Greenwood School, even through 4 feet of snow.
Really?
One winter. They had to plow a path for us to get through. Mm-hmm. But they never closed the schools them days.
You didn't get a snow day?
Not when they had a lot of snow.
Did you have any brothers and sisters, Opal?
Yes, I had 3 brothers and a sister.
Were they older or younger than you?
I had a brother and a sister and a brother older than I, and then one younger.
Did they go to school at Greenwood with you also?
My sister died when she was 6 years old. I wasn't born yet.
Mm-hmm. Did the brothers go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My brother, just older than I, was in World War II. World War One. World War One.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the same battle that Arden Forest with Sergeant York.
Oh, really?
Well, he was wounded.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about the school days?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like we always had a good time at school. At recess, we'd play games and The teachers would tease us once in a while.
Did you bring your own lunch to school?
No, we didn't.
They had a cafeteria mm-hmm. there? So they had the good old home-cooked meals at the cafeteria?
I can't remember. Seems like me, like I always took my lunch.
Took it from home? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about having chores at home? Did you have to do chores?
Yes, we had certain chores to do, and when we went home from school, we had to change clothes because we had the school clothes and we had home clothes. Mm-hmm. So we had to keep the ones for school nicer than the rest of them.
Now, was this a uniform or just nicer clothes?
No, just my mother was a dressmaker. She made all my clothes.
Okay. So you changed your clothes when you got home, and then what would you do?
Well, chores around the house, in the place.
Did you have different chores than what your brothers would have?
Pardon?
Were the chores that you were assigned to different than the chores that your brother did? For instance, would you do more indoor chores and he would do outdoor chores, or was there any kind of division?
I don't know.
Okay.
He was always busy doing something.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do for fun after school?
For what?
For fun.
Oh, we'd skip rope and then we'd have to hold the rope, then we'd jump in and then play that way, or we would take it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one kid at school, they teased the heck out of him. He'd run every time he'd see these girls are coming. And as long as he kept running away, they kept teasing him too.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bicycle? Did you have a bicycle?
What'd she say?
Did you have a bicycle?
No.
No?
I had to learn to ride a bicycle by the neighbors that had a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
But they let me learn.
Did you do any roller skating or?
Yes. Plenty of it. It's wonder I didn't knock my head out.
Where did you roller skate?
I roller skate on the cement sidewalk trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go down my head, it go kapunk. I said, it's a wonder I had anything but marks on my head.
Do you remember what your roller skates looked like?
Yeah, they were steel rollers.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked onto your around your toes, hooked on, and then the strap around the ankle.
So you wore them over the top of your shoes? Okay. Did they strap on?
No, they just strapped on the bottom of my shoe.
You had mm-hmm. a clamp that you squeezed in on the shoe.
Okay. Did you have any pads or helmets to wear? To cushion the fall? No? You just had to be tough, huh?
I thought it's a wonder I hadn't knocked my brains out falling down.
Did you have a favorite place to hang out with your friends?
I don't remember any in school days. I liked to go to the skating rink after I grew up.
Mm-hmm. How long did you go to Greenwood School?
Until I had to go to 7th and 8th grades, and then I went up to Central.
Central School is where you went to 7th
and 8th? Yeah, folks moved, so we went in a different part of town.
Mm-hmm. And then did you go to high school in the Grand also?
No.
You finished school in the 8th grade?
Yes.
Was that common?
Yeah, some of them.
For many of your friends?
My oldest daughter got into her senior year. She come home and tell me about this and that and this and that, and I said, are you just now taking that? She said, yeah, and that was her senior year. And I had that stuff in 7th and 8th grades.
Mm-hmm. It's a big difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Boy, they really shoved it into us.
Mm-hmm. Was it your decision not to go on to school after the eighth grade, or your parents?
I don't know. Never thought of it. I don't even know how come I quit. Probably hard times.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall what you did after leaving school? Did you go to work?
No, not till later years.
Mm-hmm.
My later years, I ended up waiting tables and driving cab.
Tended bar?
Pardon?
And you tended bar?
Yeah, tended bar.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite job?
Well, I enjoyed waiting tables.
What did you enjoy about it?
The people that you meet and how nice they are and
mm-hmm.
how nice they think you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so on.
I heard you had a nickname during those years.
Hmm?
I heard you might have a nickname from your customers during those years.
Called Speedy.
Why did they call you Speedy?
Because I could wait on more people mm-hmm. than some of the others.
Okay, that makes sense. Tell me about a typical day at work at the restaurant.
Difficult day?
A typical day.
Oh, a typical.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
Yes.
Do you remember what it looked like?
But we had to take care of our uniforms. Had to wash them and keep them clean.
Mm-hmm. What restaurant were you working at?
I worked in Jim's Chinaman, Jim Leong's restaurant. Then I went from there to answer the telephone in the taxi stand.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon I was driving that taxi.
Did you enjoy that job?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a big demand for taxi rides?
Oh, yeah. And then they took the crews from the railroad out to North Powder and brought back a crew that was just finishing and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
it's quite interesting.
I bet you met a lot of neat people there.
Mm-hmm.
When you were waitressing, I'm going to back up just a little bit. Was it mostly local people coming into the restaurant?
Yeah. A lot of them.
Okay. Was the freeway going through town at that time?
I don't remember.
No. Did that come in later?
Evidently.
Okay. So you probably didn't have a lot of people traveling through La Grande.
I don't remember that part.
Okay. What was the favorite for the locals coming into the restaurant? You said you worked at a Chinese restaurant, so did you work nights? Or?
Yeah. I went in there one day and asked him if I needed help. And I said, I'd like to learn to wait to tables. He said, fine and dandy. I'll teach you if you don't get mad at me. I said, well, I want to know. So every time I turn in an order, then he'd tell me how to turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
He says, just tell me what you want and I'll tell you how to turn it in. Then he showed me how to stack my dishes on my arm.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. So I really learned in a hurry.
Good.
Had a good teacher.
Was it hard work?
Well, I didn't think it was. Of course, the dishes were heavy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any choice on what they weighed in one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
Cough drop.
You all right?
You okay?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other jobs that you had.
Well, I'd get through over there at the taxi stand and the guy in the corner of the line should call up and say, oh, when you're through, come over and take cash for me. No, that's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go over there and take cash for him.
Sounds like you put in a lot of hours.
Is she close enough to it?
Yeah.
And then I worked in the Long Branch, and I worked in the Holy Grail as a waitress. Clayton's Lunch, he called me Speedy. Because I could wait on more people in less time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Were you married?
Oh, yes, I've been married.
Been married more than once?
Mm-hmm.
You've been married more than once?
Mm-hmm.
When did you get married the first time?
1935, I think it was.
Did you get married here in La Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get married?
Hmm?
Where did you get married?
Where? In La Grande.
Was it in a church or at the courthouse or in a home? Do you recall?
No, I don't remember. Holy smoke.
Well, let's see. Who was the guy?
Well, I know he got hurt in a truck wreck, and he laid 5 months in the hospital in the Dalles. If he'd lived, he'd been nothing but a vegetable anyway. They had to pry out the seat from underneath him to get him out of the cab.
Mm-hmm.
There was two consolidated trucks parked on the highway on a blind curve, one going to Portland, one coming to La Grande, side by side. He didn't have a chance coming around this blind curve, so he took this outside, or inside, next to the bank, instead of going, otherwise he went over on the railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
Went over the banks on the railroad track. And they had to pry the seat out from under him to get him out of there. Then he laid 5 months in the hospital in the Dalles, and then he passed away.
Did you have children by him?
Two.
Boys, girls?
Two girls.
Two girls. Okay.
I didn't have no boys. I just got nephews.
Okay. So then did you remarry later?
Oh, yes.
So your first husband was a truck driver. What did your second husband do?
I don't remember. You?
No, I don't.
What was his name? Let's start with
Jack.
That.
Jack Powell. He wasn't with the powder to blow him up.
Okay.
So I got rid of him in a hurry.
Any children by him?
Huh?
Did you have any more children? Just the two girls?
I got three girls all together.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the girls. Where did you have the girls? Were you in a hospital or at home?
I was in the hospital. The first one? Second one? And the third one, I had to have a C-section.
What hospital were you in?
Grand Round, the old Grand Round. Well, you really got good care there.
Did you?
And in the old St. Joe, they got good care.
Can you tell me about that?
It was just good care. I went in there for having my appendix out in St. Joe.
Were they comfortable rooms?
But this, when I fell and broke my hip, this has not been too long ago, 1995. I went to the hospital and had my surgery. And I kept complaining about, I felt like I had a horseshoe on my left heel. But they didn't look. When they did, it was a blister on it. By that time, then my second daughter had pulled a sock off of this foot. And she said, no, blisters all over the foot of this, of the foot.
Hmm.
Boy, did they get busy then.
I
couldn't walk
did.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I still have calluses mm-hmm. on that heel.
Wow.
So anyway, the thing they used on my feet, it was supposed to press, but it felt like they was beaten. And that's what made the blisters.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about your involvement in the church here in La Grande?
The what?
Your involvement in the church?
Christian church.
Okay.
I sang in the choir when I was 15.
Had you gone to that church all through your childhood?
Yeah.
Do you remember where it was located?
It was on 7th Street at that time. Now it's on Penn.
Okay. So you started singing in the choir at age 15? Did you have any other involvement in the church?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you attend there?
Oh Lord, I don't remember. One time we had a party. It took three people. They went through the whole crowd. And the first one told them who they were with. The next one come by and told them what they were doing. And the next one come by and told them where they were at. So we had to remember that. Mm-hmm. So when a car turned to recite it, we had to tell. Well, I was with a minister on top of a wood pile running a foot race.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just added to it, huh?
Yeah, so one would give you one, each one would give you one different. So.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun. Everybody got a kick out of it.
That sounds like a good way to start a rumor. What other things were you involved with in La Grande? Were you involved with any kinds of clubs or groups?
Oh, I joined Eagles when I'm still an Eagle.
Okay.
And I passed state president of the Eagles.
Why did you join?
Because somebody asked me.
Okay.
And it's a friendly group.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a specific mission when you first joined, a goal for the group that you were involved in? So what sort of things would you do in the group?
Well, we looked out for our sick and see if there's things we could do to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And we'd have a sick committee that if anybody was sick, they'd go see how they were and so on and so forth. Times have changed, though, since them days.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Hmm?
Why have they changed, do you think?
Well, a lot of them don't seem to care whether they go to lodge or not.
Mm-hmm. Was there a stronger sense of community then? A stronger sense of community?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
I know it seemed to me like when after I joined, I was always running around to see how this one was and how that one was, and then report back.
Can you tell me about becoming president of the Eagles? You mentioned that you had been the president for the Eagles Club. Can you tell me how that came about?
Well, they have a nominating committee,
mm-hmm.
And then if somebody's name is nominated and she don't want to quit, she'll just say I decline. If she don't want to go for that office, she'll say I decline. Mm-hmm. If she don't decline, then it's hers, and so on and so forth like that. And it's a good friendly organization.
Mm-hmm. What were your responsibilities as president?
To see that order was kept and to carry out the motions and different things like that.
Did you have a weekly meeting? Did you meet on a weekly basis?
No, twice a month.
Okay. Did your club consist of only women or were there men in there as well?
Men had a club too, but they were separate from the ladies.
Okay. And then you didn't only take on the position one time. How many times were you president?
Five.
Five?
5 times I was president, and then I'm a past state president. Took me 10 years to go through that one.
Tell me more about that.
That was quite interesting.
How so?
Well, you learn more as you went by, you know, from year to year, you learn more, till everybody kind of got used to you. And then one lady wanted to know if I wanted to go on for higher up, and I said, no, it'll be gone too much. She wanted to run me for a grand area officer. I said, no, I've gone far enough.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them did go on.
So you went as far as state president. Did that require a lot of travel?
Oh yeah, I had to visit every auxiliary in the state of Oregon.
Wow.
And go to the national convention besides.
Where was that?
Wherever they had, the different places, mm-hmm. each year.
Where did you get to go?
I went to Boston.
That sounds like a fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during this time when you were the president of the club in La Grande, were you working at that time as well?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what you were doing then?
Waiting tables.
Okay. So you were pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had your girls at home.
Mm-hmm.
Were they going to school at that time? Were they in school at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where did they...
Excuse me, do you have a bathroom?
Yes, I do. We were talking about the Eagles, about your involvement in the Eagles. So you had meetings twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
What other activities did you do? What other activities did you do while you were in the Eagles?
Activities?
Mm-hmm.
You bowled. You bowled, you remember?
What?
You bowled.
Bowling.
Oh yeah, I bowled.
Okay. How often did you bowl?
Well, once a week, except when they went to substitute on another team another day, I'd always fill in.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this part of being involved in the Eagles, or was this a separate group?
We had an Eagles club that was in the NIA. Bowling too, so.
Okay. Was there a bowling lane at the Eagles? In the club?
There was at one time. They had pin bowls, didn't they?
Yeah, they had one lane down there.
But that didn't last long. We ran out to the bowling alleys.
Mm-hmm. Where was the bowling alley?
The original one?
Mm-hmm. There was a bowling alley.
Remember
where
Red Cross
drug store?
What? It was down in the basement underneath a drugstore.
That was the original bowling alley?
Down Under, they used to call it.
It was called the Down Under? That was the name of it, the Down Under?
Uh-huh. It was underneath the Red Cross drug store.
Okay.
That's where it was.
How many lanes were in there?
Four?
Five.
Okay.
One was duck pins.
I made my first 200 on that, them lanes too.
Did you? Jerry said that one of them had duck pins on him. What's a duck pin?
They're a small ball you use in your hand without any holes in it.
Oh.
The pins are about half the size with a rubber ring around them.
Okay. Did they have an automated system that sent your ball back like they do now?
No.
At first they didn't. They had pin setters. I had to roll the ball back and then set up the pins for you to knock them down again.
So a pin setter, was that a real person who did that?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a young person or just whoever was working?
Ask him, he was a pin setter.
Oh, okay. That's how you know about it.
Oh, yeah. That's where I learned to bowl.
Uh-huh. So all day long, that was the job of the pin setter, just to set up pins for all of the lanes, or were there more than one?
They had one pin setter that would do two lanes.
Okay.
So they'd throw the ball in one lane, get stuff back there, and get ready for the next ball in the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 cents a line.
Wow. So you did a lot of bowling in those days.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I can't bowl.
Did you rent your shoes? Did they have shoe rentals at that time?
No, I had my own shoes.
Did you have your own ball?
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of people bowl?
A lot of people bowl now.
Mm-hmm. Pretty popular pastime? Mm-hmm. It was a popular pastime?
Mm-hmm.
What about dancing?
I enjoyed it, huh?
What about dancing? Did you ever do any dancing?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Okay, talking about dancing here, and Opal has a story to tell me about dancing.
And my husband and I were traveling around, and we heard music, and we were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He said, let's go see if they're doing that music. So we went in, we started dancing, and the music stopped. The orchestra leader come over and he said, I've seen you two dance someplace before.
Where had he seen you?
We lived in Oregon, but we were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
And he had seen us dance someplace before.
Wow.
We had a routine of our own. And we both enjoyed dancing.
Where did you dance in La Grande?
The Eagles Hall?
Zuber.
What about Zuber Hall?
Who?
Zuber Hall?
Oh, the Zuber Hall. Yeah, I danced there too.
Can you tell me about Zuber Hall? What was it like?
It was just a hall. They had an orchestra. They had a balcony. People get up there and sit there and watch people dance.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't want to dance, I guess. I don't know.
Do you remember what the dance floor looked like, or any of the decorations?
No, not. Well, eventually it wasn't the dance hall anymore. They had it turned into a Othello's Gardens. And they served meals and things in there then.
Oh. Tell me more about your dancing.
It was right there behind the SAC Annex.
The hall was? Okay.
Where the parking lot was.
Okay. Did you go there on a weekly basis?
Huh?
Did you go dancing weekly?
Oh, yeah, every chance I got.
Tell me what you wore. If you were going out for a night of dancing, what would you wear?
Ordinary clothes.
A dress, pants?
Yes, or slacks, whatever you wanted to wear.
Heels?
No, I kept interfering with high heels. I had my ankle sore all the time.
Mm-hmm. So was there any formal dances, or was it pretty casual?
I don't know. And there used to be a skating rink, too. The OKP Hall. Where was the OKP Hall?
Well, I thought it was Zuber's.
Hmm?
I thought it was Zuber's.
No, there was a hall upstairs. It's right in there close to where Penny's is, I think.
Oh.
The place, or maybe it was the next block. I had to climb the stairs to get up to the dance hall.
Right now, that's the Mason's building.
Could be.
Yeah.
Right above.
Can't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the music that you danced to? Did you have any favorites?
Cab Driver, Mac the Knife, down yonder, all those tunes.
Mm-hmm. What sort of dance did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a name for the dancing you were doing?
It was our own style.
Mm-hmm.
You seen me dance, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it fast? Just a lot of swinging around?
Oh, ask him. He saw us dance.
Yeah, they swung around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we swung around and kicked up our heels. And
yep. Danced
we really good. Enjoyed it.
Did you dance in any other places here in La Grande?
Oh, I danced at the Eagles, danced at the Silver Hall.
Lynn's Villa?
And they used to have dances up on the mezzanine floor in the psych annex. Not the annex. And I never did like them marble stairs in the hotel.
Why not?
Too slippery.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I take the elevator.
Uh-huh. What was it like inside the Sac Hotel? Besides the marble stairs, do you recall what it looked like?
The marble stairs going up out of the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, it was kind of slippery.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Was it pretty in there?
Yeah. We went up, it was on the mezzanine floor that we danced. And they also had fixed tables up there for the Indian Festival of Arts. And then they had judges and judges to see who fixed up the prettiest table.
Oh.
To represent the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite interesting, too. Oh, I got involved in most anything.
Sounds like you were very busy.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about some of the hot places to dance in La Grande, and you did quite a bit of dancing, it sounds like. Can you tell me about some of the other locations?
In the Trocadero.
The Trocadero?
It was a nightclub.
Okay.
Danced in there quite a bit.
Was there a place called Lynn's Villa?
Mm-hmm. That was out on the highway.
And they had dancing in there as well?
Uh-huh. And the Q&E was another one on the highway. And they had dancing there too.
What did the Q&E stand for?
Queen and Eva. Two women.
Were they the owners of the club?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was their names, the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Who were sisters, Queen and Eva.
Okay.
Q&E.
Any other places that you recall dancing in?
Wherever I went, out of town or everywhere. There was good music where I was dancing.
Was the music live? All the time?
Most of the time.
Okay. So tell me more about the music. Were they local musicians? Were they traveling musicians? Where did they come from?
Oh, there were some were just local. And then once in a while you'll find a troupe that's going through, you know. But they'd let you notify ahead of time so that you know that you can advertise them.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice.
So this wasn't just one or two people in a group. This was a whole orchestra who played?
One or two.
I mean, how big were the groups that played music?
Sometimes I had a full orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with just so many, three, four, or five. And then every time we got one place, we'd go. It made no difference what tune he was playing. When we walked in the door, he started playing Mack the Knife.
Was that your favorite?
It's a tune that we danced good to that they liked.
So you had sort of a reputation around town about your dancing.
Oh, I love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I still do.
Where did you learn to dance?
Well, I guess at home.
You learned at home? Did your parents dance?
Not that I know of.
Her husband, Dole, sometimes would take a quick break dancing, so he'd lean up against the wall so he was foot movement.
Mm-hmm. What was your husband's name, your dancing partner?
Oh, no. The last one. His name was Dole.
Dole?
D-O-H-L.
D-O-H-L. Hmm. What was his last name?
Stoop. It's my last name.
Okay, that makes sense. What kind of work did he do?
Railroad.
Did he travel a lot?
No. Just local.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Oh, they had a name for it, but don't ask me what it was. He worked in the yards.
Right on the section.
Mm-hmm. Was his work mechanical, or was it more managing? Scheduling?
Maintenance?
He worked on the engines that come in, didn't he?
Yep.
Did he ever tell you anything about his work?
He come home and said, yeah, I twisted my ankle. All black and blue.
Oh.
And it's winter time. So I'd get out the tub and Epsom salts, soak it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon he was up a walking.
What do you think has been your favorite part about living in Union County?
In Union County?
Mm-hmm. What has kept you here for all of these years?
I don't know, I guess it was my family. My mother was born in New York State. My dad in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They met in Covert, Kansas, got married, had three kids and moved west. And had two more.
Mm-hmm. So you just stayed in the area because your family was here?
And I had three girls. Still got them. One lives here and one lives in California. She's going to move up there pretty quick. The other one lives in Pendleton.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Union County still has a strong sense of community like it did before, or has it changed?
I really don't know.
Let me ask you about... there I go, I lost my train of thought again. I wanted to ask you if you remember any events happening in Union County, big events such as fires or floods or storms or things that really stand out in your memory.
All I remember is when they had the smallpox epidemic. And everybody in our family was sick but me. They all got it but me.
Can you tell me more about that?
And then my grandma sent word that my oldest brother had the smallpox, so we went out and got him and brought him in with us. And I was the only one on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandma came over to make a list of what I needed. And she'd send somebody to get the stuff, and I was taking care of all of them.
How old were you?
About 12.
Mm-hmm. So did they get sick one at a time, or how did this sort of unfold?
No, not one at a time, but there were three at a time. And they had the flu epidemic during the war.
I want to back up just a little bit, Opal. When you're talking about the, you're talking about this epidemic of smallpox. Did everyone in town have it? Now, I don't mean every single person, because I know you did, but...
We always had to be quarantined for it, put out a yellow flag when they had smallpox at that house.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put out a red flag when they had scarlet fever at a house.
Okay.
And things like that. They don't quarantine it anymore.
So what kinds of things, while you were taking care of people, what kinds of things would you have to do? And how did you keep yourself well?
My granddaughter came over and make a list of what I needed. And then she'd send somebody to go get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through the winter that way.
This lasted all winter?
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't leave the house during this time? Were you allowed to leave the house?
Well, I didn't get very far away with everybody sick.
Were you doing the cooking and the cleaning and all of those things?
Whatever I could do, I did. Mm-hmm. But I had to.
Were they given medication for smallpox?
I can't remember.
You don't recall medicating them? What about a physician? Did a doctor come out to the house to check in on these people?
And doctors used to come to the house.
Mm-hmm. So during the smallpox epidemic, did they come and check on the patients then?
I think so, but I ain't sure.
Okay.
There's just certain things that stand out in my mind, you know, and then there's some that I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So once they got through with the smallpox, then you also mentioned scarlet fever, and that would be a different colored flag.
I never had scarlet fever, but there's a lot of people in town that did.
Mm-hmm.
But my folks had the smallpox, and my oldest brother had to postpone his wedding on it, got smallpox.
Mm. So this must have been a common occurrence,
mm-hmm.
People getting sick from these kinds of things. Were there special instructions about how to care for someone so that you wouldn't come down with the same symptoms?
Well, they sent some man in to take care of my dad, a male nurse, you know. He had the smallpox. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear that?
No.
My tummy's growling.
Oh, mercy. Maybe I better shut up.
Can you think of anything that I'm missing? Things that are just really sticking out in your
Sometimes
mind?
Sometimes I just can't remember, it seems like. My nose runs and my feet smell. Otherwise, if I get it wrong, it's fine.
So do you remember other events that would have happened here that really stand out to you that you were involved in?
Some of this is all, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
What about when the president came through?
Don't worry about China Mary.
China Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, Opal's just thought of a couple of other things to tell me about. One of them is a statue.
That's a Ironstone Mary.
Okay.
A long time ago, she was on Adams Avenue, and they have tin cups chained to the thing because it was a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
It used was on Adams. Well, they moved it from there over to 4th and Depot. Well, then an old guy got drunk, and he run into Stone Mary, knocked her off her pedestal. So then they put it back up again and got it all fixed and real nice and darned if he didn't come by and do it again.
The same person?
Yeah, same person.
So there were cups attached to the fountain so you
cups,
could drink from them?
A chain, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a drinking fountain.
Where did this statue come from?
Well, ever since I remember, it was downtown. It was on Adams Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved up on corner the depot and fourth.
But who was this Mary?
Hmm?
Who was Mary?
The Ironstone woman.
Mm-hmm. Did she have some kind of significance for the area?
I don't know. They called her Mary. I don't know.
She was just some person who was from here and they made a statue to represent her?
But now, they tell me they got Ironstone Mary over in that, across from the old Safeway.
The old Mac Square.
The Mac Square.
But I've never seen it over there. I'll have to have you take me over there.
It's there.
Now there was another Mary that you were familiar with.
China Mary.
China Mary?
China Mary. That was a Chinese joint.
Can you tell me more about that place?
Well, Ann Johnson's had a dress shop downtown, and the noodle parlor was up over that dressmaking shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it China Mary's because that was Mary Wong's name. And they had China. I worked there for I don't know how long.
What was she like?
She was real good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean, one of the cooks, he'd never say, "Will you do something for me?" He'll say, "Help me go to post office." So he'll tell us what we want.
Mm-hmm. Was he also Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult to communicate with them, or did they?
Oh, no.
They had pretty good English.
One time I turned in an order and he turned around and he said, "She say it right, she say it right."
So a lot of people came to the noodle parlor?
Oh yeah, it was an eating place.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite meal there? A favorite meal?
I worked there.
So you didn't eat the food?
Huh?
You didn't eat the food?
Oh yes. I just ate anything I wanted.
You didn't have a favorite? Okay. Mm. Do you feel like I'm missing anything here? Are there things that you want to talk about that I haven't asked you? No?
I think you've covered that a lot. Thank
you. Have you enjoyed living here?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it any different?
My childhood was here.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, just older than I, was in more World War One. I remember his homecoming. And he got out of the service. And my last husband was in World War Two. He's gone. They've all served their time.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned having a homecoming, and I have heard a lot about the soldiers passing through here on the railroad. Was there any other visitors on the railroad that you remember?
I know a lot of women go down to see if some of their relatives was on the train that was going through.
Mm-hmm.
They'd always be at the depot when a train was going through, see if there was anybody on there that was related. And
did any famous people ever come through town?
If they did, I probably was too young to remember.
Any presidents?
Yeah, we had President Harding one time up at Meacham, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you go to see him?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that day?
Nothing unusual.
Did you drive up there?
I hadn't seen a man.
Mm-hmm. Did you drive there to see him?
I didn't drive.
Who took you up there? Who took you up there?
I don't remember. I remember seeing him.
Did you take any photos?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did anybody else ever pass through town that you remember standing out in your mind?
They did. It was in the night and I didn't know.
Okay. I want to ask you about one other place, Chinatown.
Yeah?
Do you remember what that looked like?
Well, a lot of Chinamen lived down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to start building the old Safeway. They found pottery and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go there? Did you ever go into Chinatown?
Well, we went down through the town, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there any businesses set up in there? Or was it only housing?
Just houses, I guess. I know one time I worked in a restaurant, and they always sent this one Chinaman to some place to get something. He'd always come back. And one day he said, "I no sleep good last night." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Pork Chop got drunk, and I'm afraid he set the house on fire." They had names for each other.
Mm-hmm. So Pork Chop was one of the nicknames. Mm-hmm. So you didn't go there a lot then? You didn't go there a lot? Did you have friends who lived in there? Or just people you worked with?
It was just a street, and the Chinamen lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stayed in their own area.
Okay. Was there a... Could you tell there was a definite division between the Chinese people and the other people who lived here?
Well, I was standing on the street corner by the telephone office one day, and I heard a pop shot. And I thought, uh-oh. And a Chinaman sitting on the sidewalk over here took a pop shot at a guy on the post office steps.
Oh.
I said, "Boy, I better get out of here."
So did you?
Yes, I got out of there.
Was the university here? Do you recall when the university was built? No? Did you ever go to any functions or do anything, participate at all at Eastern?
And what?
Just in any any activities at all? Did you go to watch plays or anything?
At the college.
At the college?
I never went to college. You did.
Well, I have enjoyed visiting with you, Opal.
Thank you.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun here.
I have, and I'm still having fun.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it.